Yes, hello.
Good morning. Is this Joseph?
It is.
Hey, Joseph. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. Yeah, you inquired through our website about our services.
That's right.
Hi. How are you doing today? I'm doing good.
I got the day off, so I'm just trying to take care of some stuff here.
Okay. Well, we could definitely help a business owner take care of a lot of things online. You've been around for 21 years, so you're in the right place. Did somebody direct you to us, or?
Yeah, a friend of mine has a local business here in the same city I live in. I grew up with them, and so he had told me he used you guys. I'd really never heard of you guys. I was looking into Town Square and or Jobber. Maybe you could tell me how you would beat that competition.
Town Square and Jobber?
No, Town Square.
Oh, Town Square is an SEO. We're a premier Google partner company. We're located right next to Google here in Southern California, and we've been in business for 21 years. So we got a pretty extensive track record of helping businesses get started and getting found online to generate jobs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Jobber's fairly new, you're saying Town Square as well?
Well, I mean, you can compare them just based on looking at the reviews, honestly. That says a lot. You know, we have a really extensive track record. We're not a newer company by any means.
Gotcha. And then so when you're saying, so I've done some sales and worked with a guy that worked out of an office doing SEO work for a company called Lawyer Find, building microsites for lawyers and whatnot. And so I'm familiar with some of these terms, and I've done some digital marketing myself. Mm-hmm. However, running a business and doing all that on the side is a whole other thing. So you guys don't really handle the SEO then?
We do. Yeah, we do. But as a premier Google partner, our main focus is not so much SEO, because Google doesn't actually make any money off SEO, and SEO is kind of inconsistent. But we focus on Google Places. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map, which used to be the highest possible SEO ranking you can get. Now you can't even get that ranking without the Google partnership at all. So we do your SEO, but we also, our goal is to have Google Places placement for you, which would be a top recommended company, those three guys that you seen there next to the map on the first page. So that's the whole point of signing up for us versus just a regular SEO company. And then we'd also be able to grow your business through other Google products like Google Guarantee or Google Ads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys offer like the invoicing and stuff like that as well, like right through whatever website you create?
Through the website, they do have a setup for PayPal where you could do payment processing if you do it through PayPal or another platform similar to that. They do have that for your website. That's something that we would attach to your website. It's not something that would be connected to, like, your Google business profile or your other online listings, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys set up, like, a mobile-friendly site. I was just looking at my friend's website, K-Stone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. HVAC, and he's in Finley, my buddy Kilo here. So you guys set up the website, and then is it, a monthly fee, or?
Yeah, it's all month to month. Sorry, I was just trying to look up your buddy here. It's K-Stone Heating and Cooling, LLC?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, yeah, I got him here out of Finley.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, he's still with us. Sorry, so your question, I'm trying to see what package he's on, so I can try to get you a very similar package and rate. I'm just trying to look at his deal. But you're asking about...
He said he was around like 100 and something a month, 120, 150, I forget, somewhere in that range.
That doesn't sound right. Let me look up his account. HVAC guys usually, if we build the website for him too, hosting and everything, I mean, you're usually looking at about $299 for first page placement. But let me look at his exact package. It's pulling up here. I just had to pull his number.
Did he get any kind of referral bonus for sending me to you?
Most likely, yeah. Yeah, I'll put it in the notes here, and then one of our reps will reach out to him and thank him and probably offer him a month of service. Probably get a free month out of it. Okay. So, Akelio, is that how you pronounce his name? Akelio Navarro?
Yeah. Yes. Akelio?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, he's been with us for 4 years. Wow. Okay. He's also doing Google Ads as well. Okay. Let's see. So he's on a platinum package. Looks like here. Okay, they gave him a discounted pricing structure. So yeah, he started $299 for a platinum. Sounds about right. But he's also upgraded his package to do Google Ads. So he has a separate budget that he allots into pay-per-click, which is a little different. Pay-per-click are those guys at the top, say, sponsored next to him. So, looks like, wow, okay. Yeah, over 4 years. He's already spent like $12,000 with us over 4 years. 12. Okay. So I'll give him his referral bonus. But yeah, his exact package that he started out with is $249 month to month. That covers him for not just first page placement on Google, but Bing, all the directory submissions. Basically, he's on a package for like a business that was starting from scratch. Like the website was included. There's Facebook ads that were included. To help give the Facebook page a boost. It's basically an A to Z marketing strategy, so we were a one-stop shop for him. It's called our Platinum Package Bundle. On our website, it's actually advertised at $599 monthly, but we gave it to him at $299. So I'd be willing to get you on the same package if that's what you're looking to do for the company.
Yeah, if I can get some kind of a reduced cost, I'm all about saving some money there.
Yeah, it's normally $599, so we got it down to $299. I'd basically just be matching his current pricing structure, and he's grandfathered in at that deal since he's been working with us for 4 years. So I could do the same for you, though. I could just grandfather it for you out of the gate, so that way it's just $299, and then you keep that rate for as long as you want to remain with us. It won't go back up to the $599 pricing structure.
Okay, and so this is going to be, you're going to do the hosting, the website and the hosting? That's all inclusive then?
Yes, sir. Here, let me show you everything. Let me show you everything in writing. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to pull up your account now. I got to get off of Akelio's. Okay, so here.
So I just set up my LLC, got that registered. I still need to get an EIN number and a bank account. I'm just trying to cross and getting all my ducks in a row here.
No worries. Yeah, I mean,
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, anytime you want to make a change, whether it be billing or something to do with the account, it's just a phone call. We also have an app too that's really easy to use now. And the app was just developed over the last year, so I don't even think Akelio has that right now. He needs to activate it. I think he's using like the old PC version of looking up the tracking, keeping track of his leads.
Okay.
Yep. But give me 1 second here. So the website's fine. Google does ask, not having the EIN yet is fine. Google does ask for some documents, just to make sure that we get you verified, right? That's the biggest part about all this is Google verification, because you don't even exist as a business online until we build that Google business profile and verify it. And then even if you leave our services later, that's something that you'll keep as just to establish the business. People will still be able to look you up, see your reviews and everything. So it'd be a huge stepping stone. But in order to get that, you know, they will ask you for things like license, insurance, business registration, especially if it's required by the state for your industry.
Okay. I see that I just got a couple different things sent to me. It says local splash, click on link to see our pricing.
Yep, I accidentally sent it twice there. But yeah, if you click on that link.
Yeah, I'm on it right now looking.
Okay, and if you scroll down, you'll get to our packages and our pricing structures.
Yes.
Okay, so the very last one down is what Mr. Navarro has. It's the Platinum, where it says $599 with a $299 setup fee. It has a little ribbon around it. It says most popular for new businesses.
Okay. That's
so that's the package that I'd be putting you on. So you'll get all the products and features in that package. Obviously, we send this to you in writing, too, with your receipt. But I'm going to reduce the rate down to just $299, which is our essential package pricing structure. And then I'll put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you as well, since you're part of a referral.
All right. Setup fee.
So it's normally an $898 value for a new business that's just starting. Dropping it down to just $299 out the door. And then we're going to credit Mr. Navarro with a month of service.
Cool. I'll definitely let him know that.
Yep.
Sure,
yeah, we'll reach out to him. We'll send him a message. We talk to him pretty regularly. He's been with us for 4 years. Looks like he just talked to a rep yesterday. And then with the setup fee being waived, I mean, it's basically saving you about $600 today and then obviously another $300 every month moving forward since you're going to keep that deal.
So you're saying it'd be just $299 a month for that Platinum package?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And all of its contents. So website, the website hosting, the graphic design on the site, you're going to have Facebook ads. You're going to be on the first page of Bing. They typically pull from Google's top three for their top five, as long as we do the submission. And then you have all the mobile platform as well. So you're on the iPhone, Apple Safari search engine as a top option with the submission we do there. Google owns Android, so it defaults to Google on Android. You're covered there. And then the popular directory submission is all the SEO content that you would normally get from a regular SEO company like Townsquare. So, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, all a part of that Platinum bundle. So you shouldn't need anything else, put it that way. You know, it should cover all your bases and turn us into like a one-stop shop for you.
So I do graphic design as well, and I've already designed a logo.
Beautiful. Yep, so, send it in. That's usually something we help people with, but if you already have one, I'll send you the email address, and then you send that in to us, and we'll make sure we brand that and have it attached to all the online listings that we create.
And then, so, like, I just set up a temporary email, a Gmail account, cornerstonecovering@gmail.
Uh-huh.
And obviously I'd get a separate email with the website.
Yeah, you could do it separate, or we could just use that one. A lot of times people just use their own email, and then we just put a contact us profile on there. So they're not actually even seeing the email address. If they just fill out the form there, it'll automatically forward to that email.
Okay. Because I honestly hate using Outlook.
Yeah.
Whatever.
G Suite is so much better. And they come with like free tracking numbers, so you don't have to get a whole other business phone. That'll save you a bunch of money because then it has like a caller ID system.
What was the name you said? I couldn't understand you.
G Suite. A Google Suite for businesses.
Okay, G Suite, okay.
Yeah, it's called G Suite.
Like S-U-I-T-E.
Yeah, S-U-I-T-E. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's free. They do have a paid version of it. It's not free, but that's just other, you know, additional emails. Like if you had 26 employees and you wanted to have like a Brent at Cornerstone or a Kim at Cornerstone, you know, instead of at gmail.com. You could do like custom emails on there, things like that for the business portion of it. But the tracking number is something we could provide for you for free. They do charge if you want to do like a custom greeting on it for people that contact, like thank you for contacting Cornerstone. And then, you know, it goes into that. It's like a one-time payment, $20 to get the custom greeting made. But I definitely recommend the tracking number just because the tracking number will differentiate your business calls from personal calls without you having to get a whole other business phone line and save you about $40, $50, $60 a month, whatever they charge you for your a phone line, and everything that comes through will have the caller ID, like potential lead or potential Google lead. You know, it'll tell you specifically where it's coming from. So it's a good little tool to go along with your tracking system. Mm-hmm.
I got another lead for you too. My buddy's looking to get on to something like this, and I just dropped your guy's name to him.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Eddie Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O.
Okay.
He does like more like kind of handyman, just construction stuff here in the same city. We're
you
all
have
friends,
his number?
So. Yeah.
Okay. Let me get his number, and then same thing goes. You know, the credit, I wouldn't be able to apply, like, the referral credit on the first month, but, you know, second month, I think they want you to do at least 60 days. So I think the third month, they can apply a credit. But at some point, if Eddie signs up, you'll end up getting the 1 month free service, too, for the referral.
Sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you have his number, though, I'll take it down, and I'll have a rep reach out to him.
Yeah, I'm just texting him real quick, if that's all right.
No, that's fine.
Give it. So this logo I've created. I've kind of done a simple one. I've done like two or three different versions, and maybe you could tell me which, maybe somebody, you or whoever I'd be working with could advise
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so the way it's going to work, we're a company, right? So we have specialists in each department. And so if I'm going to create your Google business profile, and I could set up the account and sign you up, and I'll also send you the email for you to send in those logos. And then when you sit down with a guy to do your website, it'll likely be Steve Lyons. It looks like he's going to be the one queued up for your account. But they'll go over, like, how you want the website to look, the logo, the branding of that. They'll come up with an initial draft and send it over to you. And then any kind of changes that you want to make to the site, you know, just let us know. But in the client interview, they'll ask you for, like, your mission statement, and things like that, how you want the Contact Us profile set up, if you want the PayPal integration for the payments. They'll go over all that during the interview.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just a one phone call thing. We got to continue to communicate with you and make sure everything's looking how you want it to look. And then obviously there's follow-up calls too, just to make sure everything's performing properly. So you got a team of people here that are helping you, making sure it's working. It's not just like a pay and forget it type thing. You got to interact with you, make sure things are going smooth.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
He might be busy right now, but either way.
It's okay. You can always text it over to us, too. Like, that 877 line is our company line, and it works for texting, too, the one I sent you the pricing page on. So, I mean, anytime if you just referral, you know, I could send you my direct number and extension. You can just put referral and send me his number, and I'll reach out to him.
Okay. Let's see. What is your number, then?
I'm sending it to you right now. Give me 1 second. And then I'm also going to send the email for you to send in your logos.
Gotcha.
Okay.
John Hill. I've known a couple John Hills in my life.
It's a blessing and a curse. So my full first name is actually a doozy, so John's my middle name. My full first name is Jazwan, but everybody messes it up, so I just go by John, my middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got about the same kind of issue going on here. My name is Joe, my last name's Miller. How about that?
Yeah, it's very common, huh? Yeah. Miller, stand up. Which one? Yeah. I had that problem. I'd be like, okay, just call me by the first name then, you know. But there was always a couple of Johns, and then I'd have to like, okay, well, my first name's actually this, so you can call me by this.
Okay, so where do I go from here exactly?
All right, so I got to create your Google business profile. We'll start the verification process, and then I'll set up your client interview. on the first page of Google, Joe, we can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on as of now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 567-387-9571?
Right.
Okay, and I noticed you inquired on our chat earlier, the cornerstonecovering@gmail.com. That's your business email address? I could send everything in writing?
Yeah, the cornerstonecovering@gmail, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where your business is. We don't have to display your address, but what's the street address that I could send the PIN verification letter to?
The physical address of the business. So the business is going to be at my home address, which I don't really need a shop for this. We have like a kind of a garage out back we're going to be using as a kind of a temporary shop. We don't have to have a whole lot of inventory.
Right.
So it's going to be 710 Cherry Street.
710 Cherry Street. And that's Finlay?
Yeah, Finlay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Findlay.
Yeah, 45840.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about the pronunciation. I'm from California. I'm from Huntington Beach, so I had to train myself to stop calling people bro.
Sorry, my mom just came in and showed me a note. Say that again?
Oh, no, I was saying sorry about the accent there on the Finlay, because I'm from California, so I grew up in Huntington Beach. I was saying I had to train myself in college to not call people bro all the time, because that was just common slang. Called everybody your brother. Yeah. All right.
Well, there's another city down here called Lima, and people always call it Lima.
Lima. Like, yeah, Lima. I definitely would have called it Lima. Or Lima, one or the other, yeah. Lima, Lima. If I read it, I probably would have said Lima.
Like the Lima bean.
Yeah.
Right. Call it the bean city. Hopefully we'll get a lot of work out of that area, because I have several different people I've already reached out to before I even started this, because I was looking. So I went to college for business management, supply chain management. Didn't actually finish the degree, but learned enough to like, hey, I need to just find the right business to start. And
right.
To be honest with you, I've never installed tile, but my partner has. My partner is the guy. He just wanted somebody to do more of the management and to do the digital marketing aspect. And for me, I'm going to be kind of doing some of that. So I have like several different Facebook pages I've started up and run. I've created a YouTube channel before. I've actually shot footage in the field, videos. The last company I worked for is called...
What is the Facebook page under?
Well, his Facebook, the last company I worked with, man, I've done several different companies I've worked with.
Just for this company, I want to focus only on this business right now.
Yeah, I have not set anything up yet.
Okay, so there's no Facebook
because
page.
I wanted to start fresh and not... I wanted to make sure I was under one roof before I did anything. So I wanted to eventually create a YouTube channel and shoot some commercials, make some commercials and put them on YouTube, because that's something I could do with video editing as well. And then hopefully link them back to the Google business profile that you guys could link that to, right?
Yeah, we could attach the Instagram, any social media. We could all have them all kind of intertwined, whether it be on the website or if you want to have a link on Facebook. Any of the platforms will be able to attach those videos or attach a link to the Instagram page for the videos.
Okay. What about YouTube? Because
YouTube too. Yeah, Google owns YouTube. I don't know if you know that.
Absolutely know that.
Basically, our platform.
On my end, I would create the Facebook page and create the Instagram profile and all of that.
We'll create the Facebook. We don't do the Instagram, though. And then any YouTube videos, just so that you maintain ownership of that channel, you want to create that on your own. But the Facebook business page, we'll be able to create and run the Facebook ads through for you. And you'll still have access to an ownership of it, but we just create it. That way we make sure it's compatible for the marketing and advertising as a business profile.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, how do you want the business name to appear? You want it to just say Cornerstone Covering?
That's going to be, I know SEO is very specific. Like, should it be LLC at the end of it, or?
Yeah, you want everything to match up.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have the LLC.
LLC.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and add it here. All right. Joseph Miller. And then you said you had a partner, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and add him to the profile as well, just in case we get a call one day. I want to make sure we got the right guy and the right company.
Yeah, he's not experienced. He's not tech savvy. He's not. Doesn't want to even have to look at doing all that, so that's fine. That's why I'm handling more.
Well, it's just for record, you know, if like there's a call that happens and he interacts with somebody and then there's a crazy issue or whatever the case may be, we're not going to bug him. It's just more so to have it on file for the business.
Okay.
What's his first and last name?
It's Adams, and last name is Tong, T-O-N-G.
Okay. And do you have his phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Adams, like A-D-A-M-S?
No, just A-D-A-M, like the first man.
Oh, okay. Adam Tong?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. Like the first man. I love that. Somebody knows their stuff.
Yeah, that name in Hebrew actually translates to one blood. That we all come from one blood.
I believe it. Yeah.
You got the Aleph. In the Hebrew, it's Aleph, Dalet, Mem. And the Dalet and the Mem form a word in Hebrew, which is Dam, D-A-M. And Dam means blood. Then the Aleph means number one, or that which is the first, or the head, or the leader.
Mm.
So I do like a lot of pictorial Hebrew studies and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, his number is 419-957-6747.
Okay, let me go ahead and insert. All right, perfect. So I have him saved as the co-owner or partner.
And yeah, we're 50-50 partners. We're going to be hopefully getting the work, and then he's going to be teaching me the trade. I'm going to be out there helping him in the field. So
this will definitely bring in the work. We just got to get past, like, building the site, get the verification done, and then do the optimization. Once you're up there, you guys will start feeling the effects of it. So there is going to be a little turnaround time. It's not going to be immediate.
No, I get it. I understand. Okay. And I've already talked with some of your competitors, which I don't know if you would call them competitors. But So I had already looked up on GoDaddy because I had my own website at one time called therootbearsu.com. So I was looking up availability of websites. I saw cornerstonecovering.com was available, but are you saying it should be Cornerstone Covering LLC?
No, that's fine, actually, with the domain name. When it comes to the domain names, you just want to make sure that you have availability because, you know, you could put the LLC in there and that will not be available. But if they're both available, then it's just your preference. The domain name's not going to affect the SEO. It's more so the content that's on the site than the actual domain name itself.
Well, I hope I haven't told too many of my friends about this. So that my one buddy, he'd actually probably go in there and buy the site and then try to make me buy it off him.
Hold it hostage. Yeah, but I mean, Google has their own market for buying domains. So, you know, if it's most likely available within the Google network, then we'll just purchase it on your behalf and then build it for you. And then if you ever leave the services, though, because of the discounts that I applied and you want to keep the domain, we'll just charge you a one-time payment of $99 for it.
Okay.
Yeah, we always send that in writing, too. So we don't even charge you, like, what we get it for if we have to pay a premium. But usually Google will release all of them to us at just that flat $99. So we'll grab it for you, and then if you leave and you want to keep it, we just charge you what we got it for.
Yeah, as of, like, a couple of days ago, cornerstonecovering.com was still available.
Okay. Once this domain. Okay. Go ahead and put this in the notes here for the client interview technician. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the company listed?
It'd be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to whatever, 6 p.m., I think would be would be good.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, closed or by appointment only?
Sunday's by appointment. Saturday's closed, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. And can you guys, you said you accept card. Can you accept cash and check as well?
Yeah, I'll be getting a bank account set up, business account.
Okay.
Now,
yeah,
you said
good.
Card. I don't know what you mean by card. You accept card.
Like, can people pay you with a credit card or a debit card?
Well, isn't that something that's not going to be done on your end, or?
Well, we don't actually, like, create the merchant processing. Like, you have to have your own, like, PayPal account. And then the PayPal account is attached to the site. We're not PayPal. We don't set that up for you. You have to set that up yourself because it's going to require an account and routing number. Companies shouldn't be asking
okay.
you for your account and routing number. That's a big red flag if Jobber or any people ask you for that. So they shouldn't be creating that for you. That's something you want to do on your own. Or when you set up the business account, you can get merchant processing through like Zelle. Or they might have direct programs like Square that you can get it done directly with the bank without giving another entity your actual account and routing number. And then we hyperlink that to your online listing so that way they can put it in and it'll automatically route to your account and routing. Make sense?
Okay. So I do have PayPal. I have a PayPal account set up for my nonprofit that I run, so I'd have to get another account set up for that.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty easy, actually,
I'd need to get the business account set up at a bank first to get the routing number, obviously.
Yeah, that's just something we could change later. As of right now, we could set it up with, like, one set of information, and then later on, if you want to call in and swap the billing information, just let us know. Also, you have access to the billing section in your tracking system and app. That you're going to have access to. We have an app that you could just download. It's just a local Splash app in your app store. And you could go into the billing section and modify it yourself too at any time. So you have full access to all of that once the account's created.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll send that over to you actually right now with your receipt. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Let me see here what I got available, which account I need to use.
And then we're also going to have to schedule your client interview while you're looking at that. So the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete them. I do have some slots available today if you want to get it knocked out, but what works best for you?
Let's see here. I need to, I'd like the other guy to be, I guess I really don't. What does that entail exactly? Should the other guy be present?
Like we could schedule it, you know, it doesn't have to be right now. We actually can't do it like immediately. You have to submit your profile and then they call you back. So it would have to be the next available one that I have today would be between 4 and 5, and then there's a 5 and 6 available today. So you could take one of those two, or we have to push it to Monday at a set time. And preferably
yeah,
it'd be good that he's there. Do you want to do it today?
Yeah, what's the latest time you have?
The latest one available today is... Actually, I could do 6 and 7.
It'd be between 6 and 7, you think?
Yeah, Eastern Standard.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's the latest. And I also have a 5 and a 6, but looks like there's one slot left for 6 and 7 I can put you guys in. All right, let me go ahead and grab this. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before the appointment just as a heads-up reminder. Will Adam be joining us for this one?
I'm going to try to get him on the line here and see if I can't. I know he was doing something today. I'll try to get him over here.
Okay. Well, you can always text me, too. So, like, if we set it up and you say, hey, I actually need to move it to Monday at this time, I want Adam to join us, just shoot me a message, or that's fine. I'll reschedule it and send the calendar invitation back to you. Easy fix.
Okay.
We just want to make sure we get everything moving as quickly as we can for you.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Today would be about the best time for me. Okay. I'm working full-time at actually a local factory for, oh, man, not very much money, but it's money coming in at least in the meantime, and that's where I met him at, and he's already quit. He couldn't take
it.
Oh, wow. So, in the meantime, I'm moving from a rental into a duplex that I just purchased. My mom and I just purchased for an investment property to add to our portfolio. So I have so much stuff to do. And today I've exerted myself to where I think I sprained my or pulled a tendon in my lower right leg. So I'm kind of trying to get some office desk work done from my home today. So this would be the best day to get it all done.
Yeah, no, we'll get a lot done today. Google verification, like some businesses, it takes them a long time to even just try to get verified by themselves. I mean, if you don't have a Google partner, even going through an SEO company, it's going to take like a month to get you verified. You know, with us, because we're partnered with Google, you know, we're going to be able to fast track that and have a lot lower turnaround time for you.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's good. You're doing a lot of heavy lifting today, even though your leg's not feeling so hot. You're basically establishing the whole company online with this.
And then being that you guys are in Cali, I got a couple cousins, friends out there in San Diego, Santa Barbara, but
the
3-hour time difference helps out somewhat because I can call you guys at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, and you're still
here.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so our hours would be 10 to 7 your time. We usually go 7 to 4 here in California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will be out on Monday, though, just as a heads up for you. I have my son, he's turning 4. So there'll still be a representative to reach you, but it's funny you said San Diego because we're actually going down to Legoland in San Diego to celebrate his 4th birthday there. So Monday I'll be out, but we have 24/7 customer service, so there's always – there's always reps here to help you.
Okay. Yeah, Legos were my childhood.
Yeah, he's just getting into it, man. It's awesome. I didn't think he would like it. He was really big on, like, Paw Patrol and, like, you know, those kind of things. He's been getting into Minecraft and Roblox lately, but we went by this Lego store in the mall, and he lost it. And I took him in there, and he got, like, 3 different sets, and now he's just constantly playing with Legos, so I don't think he even knows Legoland's a thing. I tried to, like, explain it to him, you know? Like, it's like Disneyland, but Legos, you know? And he's not getting it, but I feel like he's going to lose his mind once we get there.
Sure.
So I'm looking forward to that.
I had, when I was growing up, it was Lego Town, Lego Space, and then they had, like, Lego Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And those were, like, the 3 different themes that you could build up. So I had these big tables in my basement. Each one had the whole Lego town set up on one, the airport, the fire station, et cetera, all these streets and trees. And I had the space world over here. And then I had your castle set up over here. And my dad or whoever would come in, I didn't grow up with my dad, but he'd come over and visit me and he'd come into my basement and like, what in the world? This guy is going to be an architectural engineer when he grows up.
Like, to build things. Yeah, Legoland's pretty crazy. I got him this thing. It's like the pirate suite. So they have, like, a hotel at the Legoland, so we won't actually leave. Like, pretty much tomorrow morning we'll go there, stay the day, then we'll stay Saturday night and Sunday night, and then all day Monday. I come home on Monday night, but it's pretty crazy. They have, like, this whole, like, suite, basically, at Legoland Hotel inside the amusement park. So we'll, like, be at the amusement park the whole time. They have, like, a water park. So So it's pretty cool. I just set them up with this package. It cost me like $1,000, but my wife and I get to go with them, and it should be fun. We'll just be trapped in Legoland for a couple of days. They have a bunch of different stuff to do. So I've actually never been, ironically. 33 years old, born and raised out here, and never been to Legoland. Disneyland a bunch of times, Knott's, all these amusement parks they have, but never been to Legoland. So I'm kind of excited, too. It's like a first for me. Get to live through him.
I actually, on a more sobering note, we had a house fire, and all of my Legos went up in flames.
Duh.
But they were all like in boxes and disassembled by that point. You know, it'd been 30 years of them just being in the attic.
Still, so, though,
but I was
just devastating.
Through our fire, through the insurance we had, they gave me full value of those at the actual collectible value rate.
Nice.
So I ended up getting like $14,000.
Just Legos.
All these blocks that were all disassembled and stuff.
Yeah, they have some crazy ones now where like they are tagging them as collectible items. They'll be like Star Wars ones, and you buy them, and they're like $150, but it has a tag on it, so it's like you don't even want to open it, you know, because it's already identified as like this is going to be a collectible item at some point. So, you know, he opened it. So
yeah,
I'm like, why would I get it in the first place if you can't play with it, you know? So. I'll see if I can put it back in the box. I put the box up, and then hopefully it doesn't destroy any of the pieces. I can put it together and stick it in there.
Okay, so you need payment, you said, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's the last part of this, and then they'll follow up for the client interview this afternoon.
Okay, so I think I'm going to use this card right here. It's a MasterCard.
Okay, should start with a 5. I'm ready for you.
Yeah, 5178. 0578.
0535. 0044.
0044.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
529.
529. And then 3-digit code on the back.
575.
Five. Okay. And I'll send this to Lily so Mr. Navarro can get his credit. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Voice verification is added protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement, and I'm going to send this to you in writing. If I say anything in the voice verification that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your company today. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Joe. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Cornerstone Covering, LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Joseph Miller, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Joe, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have online, which is really nothing for Cornerstone Covering, LLC. But
well, that's the best way to start it. Because
we're building everything from scratch.
Do it correctly.
Right, exactly. No, you're 100% right about that. But what this is really saying, Joe, is like after today, if you're going to add anything online, just double check with us and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating any of your online listings, because that causes a problem too if there's two of them floating around.
Gotcha.
So you shouldn't need anything else with all the upgrades that I gave you, but just double check, you know, before you add anything.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's April 25th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for our full Platinum package service. We've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived the entire setup fee that's affiliated with this Platinum package bundle. So when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month on the 25th day, but you're going to keep this same discounted price for as long as you're with us because I grandfathered it in. So that'll never go back up or change. And then in our fine print, it says that you can actually discontinue or cancel our service at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, but we do ask that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up. So even though you're not binded to a contract, we do recommend, you know, at least trying it for 2 months, especially since we're building everything from scratch like this. We want to make sure you give it enough time to evaluate it from a return on investment standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment here. When this payment clears, you're going to receive some text messages and emails from our company. It's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. You'll have the username and password for your tracking system and app with us. And then there'll also be some directions on pictures for Google verification. I know you're working on some, you said you're working on the LLC, or you already have the LLC. You're working on the EIN, right?
Yeah, that's something, when I did it, I was past the hours of operations. I have to do it during the day.
No worries. So there's a section in your app and tracking system. If you click on your initials and go to account settings, it'll say business documents. And any of those documents, that's how you would send them into us. It's going to be through the app. And then those will go directly to Google as a part of your verification.
Upload the PDF of the LLC certificate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or screenshot it or take a picture of it so that way it's in your photo album. And then when you go into the app, it says upload photo. You can literally just pull it directly from your photo album.
Okay. I just got a text from Capital One verifying the purchase I made, and I texted back, yes. So they said if it was declined, try it again now.
It was not declined. It went through.
Okay.
Yeah. We're VeriSign, so that's like an automatic trigger, but we're a VeriSign secure company. We use the same merchant processing as Amazon and eBay, so they usually will authorize it, even if it's in California.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, but it's good to have that security on there. So I just want to confirm, are the text messages coming through, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I just got it. It says, click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep, if you click that, well, you don't have to do it right now, but if you click it, just to be familiar with it, there's going to be a full outline of the agreement in writing in there. And so it'll have all the products and features, everything we're doing for you, outlined there in black and white, like discounted pricing structure, the cancellation policy. So that way it's all set in stone for you. And then you do have to sign off on it, obviously authorize the payment that it was actually you to, so that way we have that on file on our end.
So I need to click all these boxes here. I agree, certify, acknowledge.
And text messages. Yeah, we have to have permission to, like, send you text updates, even though I've already kind of been doing it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, the recurring payment, I'd like to switch that to something else in the future. I just need to do that on the website? Or
you can do that in the app, or you could call in. Either or.
Okay.
Yep. Either one works.
So it'll be the 25th of each month, you're saying?
Yep, it's set up to renew each month on the 25th.
All right, so I just typed my name in and...
Took you to the login page.
Well, it says signature to agree, and then I don't get anywhere that says confirm signature. I can't.
Oh, if you're on your phone, sometimes you have to turn the phone sideways.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that.
I know. That keeps happening too. It wasn't like that before, but it's just been like that over the past week. My clients have been telling me, God, I can't get it unless I turn my phone.
Now, welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials below. Am I creating this, or do you have something for me?
Yeah, so they sent you in a message here. Let me look at the SMS. So I know the username is going to be your phone number to start. You could change it once you log in there, and then they'll give you a temporary password here as well. It's usually auto-generated, so that's going to be one of the text messages that will automatically come through. But as I mentioned earlier, I highly recommend downloading the app unless it's like your phone is completely jammed for memory. The app is just a lot easier to use on the mobile devices than this PC version.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if you go to App Store, it's just Local Splash. This is our company name, and then you'll put your phone number in that password, and you'll have access to it. You could change the credentials once you're in.
All right. Let me see here. So, password, I'm just creating my own then?
No, there's going to be a password. It's just I'm waiting for it to come. Oh, there it is. Okay, so it's cool video, all one word.
Lowercase?
Yeah, all lowercase, all one word. Just COOLVIDEO. It's going to pop up in your text messages here in a second. The username's your phone number, 567-387-9571.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty empty when you get in there. It's not going to, nothing spectacular is going to happen right now. It's going to be dead. Yeah, it's pretty blank until we have everything up and running. But, you know, that's why I said if you download the app and then you log into it once, it'll actually save on your device if you're logged into the app already. So you don't have to keep, like, logging yourself in. You can just click on the app, and then all your leads will be in there. Like, it'll tell you where they came from, what service they looked up to find you guys, you know, what zip code. So you'll have full transparency there on where your return on investment's coming from and what we're bringing in each month. But just to be clear and give them a head start, what are the primary services that you guys are trying to target here for Cornerstone covering?
Let me see here.
Because they're going to go over this during the client interview, but I want to give them a head start. Like, there's notes in here they want me to put in, so they're asking, like, hey, what are the services they offer?
So we're going to be doing... my OneDrive account pulled up where I saved all this stuff.
Perfect.
So it's going to be custom bathroom, okay, shower tile installations.
Bathrooms, shower tile installations. Okay.
Kitchen tile work.
Kitchen tile.
Kitchen tile work and backsplashes.
Okay.
Floor and wall tiling.
Okay.
Tile repair and restoration services.
Okay.
And waterproofing and surface prep for tile areas.
Okay, I think that's a perfect head start there. So primarily tile, and then so I got custom bathroom, shower tile installation, kitchen tile work and backsplashes, floor and wall tiling, tile repair and restoration services.
Right.
Got it.
And waterproofing and surface prep for tile areas.
Oh, yeah, I have that one on here too. I don't know why I didn't read that one off. Okay.
Like, I have an executive summary written and a business plan. Should I send that to you guys? Or?
This is a good starting point. It would be good to send in, is it like, do you have it written out or typed out where you can like screenshot it and send it? Okay, yeah. Send it with your logo to that email address, thephotos@localsplash.com, because they're going to ask for that, and they're also going to ask for like mission statements and things like that during your client interview this afternoon. But if it's already in there, it just makes their job easier when we do the interview.
Okay, so you sent this in an email to me, you're saying?
No, if you go to your text, there's an email address I sent earlier. It's just photos@localsplash.com. That's the same one I wanted you to send, like, your logo examples into. If you could send that in there as well. Or you could also put it in the business documents section in the app, either or.
Well, I'm looking on my PC because I'm trying to talk on the phone to you.
Yeah.
But I see a bunch of emails that came through, so.
If you go to your text, there's an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. That's the address that you would send it to. Any pictures, the company logos. We want them sent there, so that way it doesn't get, like, pixelated or there's no issues. But we could also get paperwork there, too.
Okay, photos@localsplash.com.
And then we have your email on file. So if you send it through that cornerstonecovering@gmail.com, we'll already know it's you. It'll come up in your profile.
Okay, so I need to send that over to you.
Yep. It'll just make it easy. I mean, I'm sure they're going to ask you a lot of things that are already on that probably during the client interview, but.
And it looks like it says something about action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Yep.
And that's tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate.
Yep.
Those
are the documents. Send it as much of it as you can, okay? If you're missing anything, like, don't panic. I already know with, like, the EIN stuff, you're still waiting on that. Or when you get it, go back in there and fill it out. But send in what you have for now. And then we'll start processing the Google verification so we can get that Google business profile going ASAP.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't even set up a business card or made a business card or had prints of those made.
You won't need it. This will be like your digital business card right here. You know, people just tell them look you up. They type in Cornerstone Covering, it'll all pop up. So.
Okay. That's what I was hoping.
Yeah. And, you know, the business cards, I mean, it's like – they just take up space, and then by the time the people actually need the tile work done, they forget they even have it in their wallet. You know, they just end up on Google. So with this, they won't even have to look up your name. If they just look up tile installation and they're within 40 miles of you, you know, you guys will be up there on the first page, top recommended.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll send you guys, like, some pictures of some finished work as well.
Yeah. Yep, before and after shots. Yep, for the same email, photos@localsplash.com. As many of them as you have, we could use that for your Facebook page, for the website, for the Google business profile. We could use that for all the online directories. And continue to upload them, you know, as the jobs come in. We want to keep updating this.
Gotcha. And then 6 p.m. tonight is the
client
inquiry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're basically good to go for now, as long as you're comfortable. Or do you have any other questions, comments, or concerns?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking out for your emails, and then I'm just going to notate this and get started working on everything right now. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard, and then look out for our phone call, though, between 6 and 7. One of my reps will reach out to you and walk you through the client interview. Okay, Joe?
Awesome. Thanks a lot, John.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good one. See you.
All right, bye-bye.